Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
She felt such pain.
till at last she knelt before his feet. And though she spoke no words, everything she said was heard as she poured her love for the master from her box of alabaster. So I come to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary. So don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair. Not of this oil in my alabaster box. No one knows what you've been through. I can't forget the way life used to be, 'cause I was a prisoner to the sin that had me. Poured my life without measure into a little treasure box I thought I found. Oh, until the day when Jesus came to me and healed my soul with the wonder of his touch.
Tomb of every Lazarus. John 1:5 that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not understand it or overpower. What does that mean? God is so powerful. It doesn't matter what trial you find yourself in. It doesn't matter how big the mountain is. He's greater. And it's not even close. He's so much greater. And he has all power. He knows the end from the beginning, so you don't have to be afraid. Actually, you can rejoice before you see your prayer answered. Don't have to wait till the battle's over. I can shout now. I don't have to wait till the battle's over. I can shout now. I don't have to wait till... Come on, sing that with us. I can shout now. Oh, Lord.
Don't have to wait till the battle's over.
Don't have to wait till the battle's over. Why? 'Cause we've already won. Why? 'Cause he's already won. Yeah, yeah. Don't have to wait. rising of the sun to the going down of the same.
Your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
The goodness of God.
Your
Hallelujah. I'm going to sing about the goodness of God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus, they that the Lord has made will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, glory to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our midst. We welcome you, Spirit of the living God. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to take preeminence in this service. Let the perfect will of God be done in this service. Let the perfect will of God be done in our lives. Holy Spirit, we surrender completely and totally to you. Have your way in this service. Have your way in our lives. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. We ask the Spirit of the living God to hover over every area of our lives. Hover over the lives of our children and grandchildren. Hover over the lives of our spouses, our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Hover over every area and let the holy light of God begin to shine in every area of our lives. Let the holy light of God shine on this prayer, in this prayer service, in the name of Jesus, the living God. Permeate our atmosphere. Oh, arise and shine, for the light has come, and the glory of God is risen upon us. We thank you, for in your presence there is fullness of joy. We thank you for your awesome and mighty moves in our lives. Those that we know of and those that we do not know of. Holy Spirit, empty us of ourselves. Empty us of ourselves, Holy Ghost. Empty us of ourselves. Empty us, Holy Spirit, of our. Let us walk in your presence. Let us do what you have called us to do. Let us walk by faith and trust in you. Holy Spirit, we surrender. Let your perfect will perfect all that concerns us. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Lord, have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy, Lord. Forgive us of things that we have done that are not pleasing to you in thoughts, in words, in deeds, O God. Have mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses, our grandchildren. Have mercy, O God, upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We apply the blood of Jesus to our lives. We apply the blood of Jesus to our children's lives. In the lives, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let the blood of Jesus cover us. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airwaves, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us. Blood of Jesus, speak for us, oh God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak. Let the blood of Jesus, the blood that gives us strength from day to day, let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we cover our homes in the blood of Jesus. We cover our children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to our spouses. We apply the blood of Jesus to every area of our lives. You soak every cell, every tissue, every organ in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Let the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, I soak this environment in the blood of Jesus. I soak this building in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood flow. I soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood. Our possessions in the blood of Jesus. Our jobs in the blood of Jesus. Do we, oh God, the works of our hands in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cover us and speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus protect us. Let the blood of Jesus, oh God, justify us. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us. The blood, protect us, oh God. We put our hands of protection around our lives through the blood of Jesus. Hands of protection around our spouses' lives through the blood of Jesus. Hands of protection around our children and grandchildren's lives through the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. The blood. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. We put the full armor on in the name of Jesus, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for your healing grace. We thank you for your healing grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Your grace is sufficient for us, oh God. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, for your tender mercies. Oh, God, we thank you, oh God. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. We worship the name of Jesus. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We adore you, God. Hallelujah. Almighty God, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We exalt the name of Jesus. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we bless your name. We praise your name. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you, O God. You are great. There is no one greater than you. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. How great is our God. How awesome is our God. How wonderful is our God. He is greater than great. We bless you, Jesus. Begin to bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. We bless his name. We praise his name. We worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Uriya mase teriya kuriya mase teriya ko uriya se teriya kuriya mase. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for our children this morning. We thank you, oh God, for our grandchildren this morning. We thank you, oh God, for our nieces and our nephews, oh God. Oh God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor, oh God. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. We worship you, Almighty God. You are awesome, oh God. There is no one like you. You are awesome, oh God. We adore you, O God. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us begin to pray. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We bless you, O God. We magnify your name. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your love, O God, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for a good week. Hallelujah. Thank you, O God, for last week. Thank you for now. Even now, you're doing something in our lives. We bless your name. We thank you for your healing grace. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. You know, when you begin to praise God, you have breakthroughs. When you begin to praise God, hallelujah, even when you don't feel like praising him, even when you're in a mood that you don't feel like doing it, I say to you, praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just praise him. Just give him a chance in your life. Begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we repent that the kingdom of God has come nigh unto us. O Lord God of hosts, hear our prayers. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, God, O God, our shield, look upon the face of thy anointed. For a day in our courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Lord, we ask that you pour your grace upon our lips in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Psalm 45, verse 2. God, we ask that you release your grace and glory upon our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Proverbs 3:34, Luke 2:40, Jesus, we thank you for your grace in the forgiveness and the forsaking of our sins in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, dwell among us in grace in the name of, according to John 1:14-16, you are full of grace and truth. Lord, let your grace be bestowed upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Acts 11:23, Lord, let your grace be upon us for ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. And with great power, give the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. Lord, let your great grace rest upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us walk in your grace, for signs and wonders will be wrought by our hands in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Acts 14:3, and now, brethren, we commend you to God, to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among them which are sanctified. Lord, we ask that you connect our faith to the abundance of your grace in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Acts 5:15, Lord, we ask for a revelation of your grace to walk in the fullness of your redemption in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, according to Romans 5:15, Lord, we thank you for the grace of God locating and releasing itself on your end-time remnant in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for divine release upon your grace upon our lives. Thank you for divine release of your grace upon our spouse's life. Thank you for divine release of your grace, O God, upon our grandchildren, our lives, our children's lives, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the full power of your grace in our lives, to crush the power of Satan in the name of Jesus, according to Romans 6:20. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many return to the glory of God, for in which God we fear not. For though our outward man perish, yet the inner man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that yet through his poverty we might be rich. God, give us the focus to grow in your grace, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Peter 3:18. Give, help us to know the manifold grace of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 1 Peter 4:10. Lord, let us find grace in our time of need, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Hebrews 4:16. Lord, let the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with our spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Galatians 6:18. Let the word of Christ dwell in us richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, in psalms and spiritual songs, singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. Father, we bless you and we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. O Lord, you are our God. Early will we seek you. Our soul thirsts for you. Our flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. I've looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. In the morning, O God, we will seek you, and in the evening, we'll praise you. Great is your love and great is your faithfulness. No matter what happens to us, every waking hour of the day, we are yours. We'll rejoice in the shadow of your wings. Lord, you are worthy of praise, worthy of my praise, our songs. Oh God, you will be lifted up, and all men will be drawn unto you. We lift up Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, as we say the 23rd Psalm, release your anointing upon these words, every letter. Let your anointing flow as you say this song. And on our lips, and on our physical bodies, but most important, our spirit man. In the name of Jesus, help us, our souls, to receive what the 23rd Psalm is revealing. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of Almighty God forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. He prepares a table. We talk about the Lord preparing a table in the presence of your enemies. We talk about in the presence of your enemies. We talk about anointing your head with oil and the cup running over. Hallelujah. What does it mean? Anoint. He anoints you. He empowers you. He blesses you. And you know, when we look at Genesis 36, we saw how God blessed Isaac to an overflow. Hallelujah. Blessing comes from obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Isaac trusted God. Isaac obeyed God. He did not go to Egypt. He went to the Philistines, King Abimelech. Not only that, Abimelech protected him and told his people that anyone touched Isaac and his wife, they would be put to death. When a man well pleases the Lord, he even makes his enemy at peace with him. And so Isaac is protected by the enemy. Isaac trusts the Lord. He knows that God will not send him somewhere where there is no fruit. There is fruit. Isaac sowed in the land, although there was no rain in the land. But underneath, hallelujah, we know that a fountain was there. That the Bible says that the Lord watered the earth. When you look at Genesis chapter 2, the earth was before rain ever came. The Lord watered the earth from underground. Hallelujah. It's so easy for you to realize that, because that's why you see wells and different things. There's tables of water under the ground. Do forget, hallelujah, the earth, there was all water on this earth. And when God began to speak and the land and different things came out, hallelujah, so the Lord opened that fountain. We're not talking about now the natural. We're talking about the supernatural fountain. Underneath, hallelujah, Lord, open your supernatural fountain that nobody can see, oh God, that nobody can see. Open that, your supernatural fountain, oh God, in my life, in every era of my life, your supernatural fountain. Let them see the seeds grow, oh God, and it cannot see where this rain is coming from, because it's coming supernaturally from you, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The supernatural flow does not come unless there is a seed. What seed have you sown in the ground? Hallelujah. Yekuria masetiriaku. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Believe in the word of God. You have to have that faith and trust what God says will be, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. then the Lord give us clean hands and clean hearts to really believe in his word. Because we might come in and out, but we might not have that faith and trust that we should have in God. And therefore, we don't see fruition and we don't see expansion because we don't believe. We say we believe, but we don't believe. Lord, help our unbelief. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you. Father, give us the grace. That grace that rested upon Isaac. Let the same grace rest upon us. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The Bible says, Isaac grew great and waxed great and greater. All those things do not happen. Just hallelujah. Your blessing lies in your obedience. In the name of Jesus. When God tells you to do certain things, you go ahead and do it. The Lord will provide according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, thank you for watering, supernaturally watering your garden in our lives. We thank you for enlarging our territory. We thank you for empowering us. Thank you for this wonderful week, O God, in the name of Jesus. Full of blessings. We cast every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown in our lives. And we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives in the name of Jesus. Let the perfect will of God be done. Let his kingdom come in us as it is in heaven. Father God, let your blood keep and protect us. Hide us in the shadow of your wings. Father, we decree and declare, O God, an overflow of your grace. We decree and declare, prophets, the overflow of your blessings in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Give us hearts like Christ. Take away everything that will hinder us, O God, from coming into a deeper relationship with you. Let your perfect will be done. Perfect all that concerns us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. As we approach the new week that is coming in, hallelujah, we begin our grace, the fast of grace. Get your body prepared if you want to do it. It's free. Don't feel compelled to do it. Hallelujah, if you want to do it. Amen. I'm going to do a 5-day fast of grace. Hallelujah. And that is a fast. When you're doing this fast, it's not a fast that the whole world knows. You are silent in this fast. When am I saying that you're silent? It's not a lot of talk. It's quietness. Hallelujah. Because as you do the fast of grace, you want to receive. Hallelujah. You want to hear what God is speaking to you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And as we fast, we pray also. You pray for the services in the name of Jesus. You pray for your family in the name of Jesus. The fast of grace. And you quiet about it. No one got to know that you're fasting. Nobody got to know what's going on in your personal life. It's between you and your God. Hallelujah. When we come together for fast of grace, it starts on tomorrow morning. And tomorrow, and it ends. Every day we fast until 3 p.m. in the afternoon. I come on the radio, you're going to have, we'll do the prayer Monday 3 p.m., Tuesday 3 p.m., and we're going to be praying in the name of Jesus, a fast of God's grace, Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And if you're fasting, make sure you have a seed to sow in when you're fasting. Amen. In the name of Jesus. As you fast, if you don't have a seed to sow, you fast. But I'm saying to you, you have a seed. I'm sowing a seed. I always sow seed. In fact, I sow seed and God knows it. Hallelujah. So sow a seed at the end of your fast. In the name of Jesus. Grace. That fasting of grace at Genesis 26. And look what God did. What you need to do, look at Genesis 26. And you will be able to understand the revelation of the fast. Now, if you do believe it, don't do it. If you don't believe what, believe in the prophet and you shall prosper. If you don't believe, oh, what Apostle Marcos said, this and that, oh, A, B, C, D, do it. Do it with a doubt of faith. Just do it. If you don't believe it, do it. Just go ahead and move on. But I believe what the Lord is speaking to me. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. There's no need to murmur. There's no need to complain. One thing about it, if you don't believe it, don't do it. Hallelujah. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Take time and read Genesis 26. There was famine in the land. Maybe you need to read it and ask the Holy Spirit for a deeper revelation. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Those that pray about it before you come into it, you want to fast, you start tomorrow, the fasting, let us know. Hallelujah. I need to know who you are. But don't do it if you're not into it. You don't have to. You have to believe. Amen. Just don't do it to be doing it. If you're fasting, text me. Let me know. In Jesus' name. Amen. And then I can put your name on the altar and begin to pray starting from tonight. Begin to pray and lift you up, those that are fasting, in prayer. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.